No, I want him up. Sorry, I want him up. This Kingsley's piano up.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome to Tequila Night. Hallelujah. Tonight is just a night of praise. We're going to stand and start praise and worship together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's start it off. Praise God. We worship you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, God. Thank you, Father God, for all these meetings, Lord, for what you've brought us through in January, God. Thank you, Lord, for what you've been doing, Lord. We receive what you're doing tonight, Father God, and we just praise you, God, for what you've done. We praise you, Father, for what you've done, Father. Hallelujah. We worship your name. We worship your name. We worship your name. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Heavenly Father. You are worthy of all the praise, God. We worship you, Heavenly Father. We worship you, Heavenly Father. We worship you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to Tehillah Night. This is a night of celebration, a night of rejoicing, a night of jumping and dancing before the Lord. And every time our steps comes down, it comes down hard on the evil one and all of his works. Every step you take tonight will be smashing on the head of the enemy. For you and I are the body of Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus is our head, and we are his body. And the last time I checked, the foot is at the bottom of the body.
Yes.
So as you, hey, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The word of God says praise is comely for the saints. It's the right thing for the saints to do. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And no matter whatever it is that we're going through, all we as believers know how to do is to praise the Lord. The Bible says that Paul and Silas were imprisoned because they were doing the right thing. And while they were there in prison, they did not pray, oh God, break these chains off of us. Get us out of this prison. No. That's not what they did. The Bible says they began to sing unto the Lord. They began to praise God. And they made their chains their cymbals. Let me hear those cymbals. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God says we should praise God with a cymbal, with a high cymbal. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Okay. So they made music with their chains. And the way I see it, God was enjoying that music so much, God began to tap with his feet. And when God starts tapping, earthquakes will happen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says there was an earthquake. The prison doors flew open. Chains fell off. But the guys were so involved in praising God, they didn't want to go anywhere. Because their freedom was not physical. It was there in their minds. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And they began to exercise their authority the way you are going to exercise your authority today.
Amen.
They said, the people that put us here in this prison, they better come here and get us out. Today, whoever put you in prison is going to come out and make sure that you are free.
Amen.
Amen. They're going to beg you to go home because you belong to God. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's so exciting to be here with our praise and worship team. The songs that they are doing are songs that God has raised up in this house. We didn't get it from anywhere else. God gave it, downloaded it here. And tonight, there's going to be many more downloads.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The voice from this house shall be heard around the world.
Amen.
And songs from this house shall be sung by others around the world.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let us go on and let's celebrate. It's Tehillah night.
Amen.
Come on.
You are
For God, you are my strength and my rock. Oh Lord, you are mighty, yes you are. Oh, oh God, you are my strength and my rock. You're my fortress, my defense, you are my help. Oh Lord, you're my fortress. My defense.
Somebody shout hallelujah. I remember the first time I heard this song, I didn't know that it was from this house. I actually for months I didn't know, but I just loved this song because it ministered so deeply to me when I heard it. And I considered all the situations that were facing me as an individual, facing me as a pastor of this congregation, facing me as a minister of the gospel, as a husband, as a father. I say, yes, God is in control of everything. I need not concern myself about anything. And I just rested Amen. In the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And then I found out it came from this house. I said, what? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it is a beginning. Because the promise of the Lord is for so many choirs, groups, to come forth out of this place to impact the nations of the world. Hallelujah. And I'm so excited that Mama and I are so privileged to be pastors of this church and to enjoy this wonderful, wonderful worship team again and again. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, they're going to come back a little bit later and share some more songs with us. But at this time, I want to introduce to us a very dear daughter. I want to introduce to us a very dear daughter. I was in the nation of Cameroon many years ago. And you guys can go. You come back later. Thank you. And I heard the worship team, they were singing to my right. And all of a sudden, I heard this voice. I said, what voice is that? And was this dear daughter. She is such a blessing. And I celebrate her, and I thank God for her. At that time, she was just in a choir. Today, she is pastoring a great work in that great nation of Cameroon. Could you put on Helen the song, please? Do we have her? Awesome. Hallelujah. Okay, we're having some sound issues here. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? We can't hear you. You're muted at your end. Can you unmute yourself? Huh? Why can't I hear her? Can you hear me? We can't hear each other.
I can hear you, sir.
Can't hear you.
I hear you very well.
Okay. It's good that you can hear us, but we can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Oh.
You're beginning to come, but can you increase your volume at your end, please?
Is it okay now, Daddy?
No, no, it's not okay yet.
Okay.
It's not okay yet. Can you try a little bit more? Is there anything they can do? Is there anything we can do at our end?
Okay.
It's their end. Okay. The problem is from your end. Well, this is live streaming. This is not edited, so. But while we're trying to get her volume up, keep on talking until I get to hear you. Keep on talking, and when I get to hear you clearly, no, we're not there yet. Keep on talking. Talk over me, and I'll know when to stop.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. But it's still not
praise
there. It's still
Lord.
Not good. It's still not good.
Glory to God.
Okay. I guess that's the best you can give to me. The quality is not there. But anyhow, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Daddy.
Praise the Lord. You're looking beautiful. I said you're looking beautiful.
Thank you so much, Daddy.
Welcome. Praise God. Well, I see that you have your praise and worship team there with you. I was just going to interview you and have your video, your powerful, powerful video, This Kind God. The first time I heard that song, I was so excited about how amazing that song was. But I see that you have your worship team with you this evening. Or early morning for you. It's about almost 2 o'clock in the morning now. So because they are there with you, I would like to hear something from them from now. If there's a way we can hear them play something for a few minutes, and then I'll interview you.
Okay, Daddy.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Daddy, for the privilege. Please, can you hear me now?
It's coming, but it's not as clear as we would like it, but go ahead.
Okay. Come on, come with me. This kind of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, you are the Son of judgment. Jesus, when you speak, other voices becomes noise. Jesus, you are the Lion and the Lamb. This kind God I never see him before. Jesus, you are the Sword of Judgment.
I never see you before. We surely resist.
Amen, amen. Well, we're still going to hear this song as it was produced in the studio. But tonight, I just want to say thank you for giving your time, sharing your time to be a blessing to the world, you and your beautiful congregation. Think that you started that work 2 years ago? Am I right?
Yes, Daddy, I'm getting you.
Yeah, you started that church 2 years ago, right?
Yes, sir.
And the last time I saw the pictures from the congregation, you had a packed house. God is using you mightily, and we celebrate the goodness of God. You know, that you have such a team working with you. We bless the name of the Most High God. I'm going to interview you much more formally in just a moment. So hang around. You can dismiss your team if necessary. But I want you to hang around because I have a question for you a little bit later in this gathering, this Tehillah night. A question I want to ask you later. And meanwhile, maybe your guys can work on your sound level and so that we can hear you much more clearly. Okay, so I'm going to go on, but you hang around, okay? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, I want to introduce to you another dear daughter of the Most High God. When I saw her last, she was really small. That's many years ago. But today, she is a mighty woman of God, moving mightily in the anointings of God's goodness. I'd like to see the picture of Cece Ehaba, if you can have her on there, just quickly. She's on. Wow. That's not what I want to see. Can you pick on her so that she can show up properly, please? Is Cece there? Carol?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Now I see you. And you're looking beautiful too, with your nice big glasses. Well, you're a voice that needs to be heard around the world. I thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
I celebrate you. I was just maybe about a month and a half ago, I was talking about your dad. And the last time I saw him, I was heading out to the States with the late Pastor John Azeke. That's way back.
Yeah.
And
yes, sir.
We were now in your living room at the time, and we were doing Bible study, and there was a passage of scripture he gave to me to share from, and I shared a little bit, and I left something out from the passage, and I watched to see whether he was going to jump on it and straighten me out. And sure enough, he said, "Well, you shared very well. That was very good, but..." And I said, "Oh, I can trust this man. I can trust him." And I've never forgotten. And just about a month and a half ago, I was talking about it, not knowing that a few weeks later, I'm going to have you come on. How are you doing?
Very fine, sir. Very fine, Daddy.
Oh, awesome. How is your husband, righteous man?
Doing great.
Well, the first time I saw his name, I said, "Righteous man." I said, "What? Who answers a name like this? Righteous man." And I saw him with all his dreads, and I said, "Righteous man." He's an amazing man. We celebrate you both. Amen. Now,
thank you so much, God. Thank you.
There are two videos that you have that have really spoken to my spirit. The first one is called Jehovah Nayu, and then I heard the second one, Testimony. I want to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Because we're going to dance to this. You know, we're going to go back, and after we hear you, we're going to go back and we're going to hear Helen Bisong's This Kind God. But when you wrote this song, Jehovah Nayu, what was happening inside of you? What brought you to write that song?
That song, I say it's divinely given by God, because at that point in time, like, you know, back home, a lot of things are happening. A lot of stories are being heard, and I'm sure all our people in diaspora know. They hear the news. Sometimes they even hear the news before us. And one day God said to me, in the midst of it all, have I not faithful? In the midst of it all, have I not kept you? In the midst of not alive and well. And then the word just dropped in my spirit, Jehovah, my you fit do this kind thing. Sorry, I'm speaking our pidgin English.
Yes.
You know, which means Jehovah, it's only you that can do all of this. It's only you that can cause me to celebrate. It's only you that can make me smile. It's only you that can give me joy and turn my sorrow, you know, into everlasting joy. And the lyrics just came. And immediately, trust me, I had my phone right beside me. And I quickly muttered out the words so I don't forget. And the next day, I told my husband, guess what, sir? God gave me a song, and he was like, I want to hear it. And I sang it to him, and the next thing he said, we're going into the studio. And praise God, we have a studio in our home. We have a home studio. So
wow.
The next day, we're already recording the song, and God be the glory. It's been a song that everybody has reckoned with, knowing fully well that God has been faithful.
Yeah.
God has indeed been faithful.
Amen. Amen. You know, I saved Helen's song to come right after yours, because both stories, both songs are saying the same thing. God, you are an awesome God. You're a God who is just beyond description. In spite of all the issues that we're going through, you are God. And then you wrote the song Testimony. That one, I'm not going to ask you to say anything about it right now. It's going to tell the story all by itself. So let's hear, and I don't want you to spectate. I want you dancing here. Amen? Dance with her. Praise God. Celebrate with her. Amen? And as you are dancing and celebrating the goodness of Jehovah, God, you are the one. You're the man. You're the God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's hear Jehovah Nayu, and right after Jehovah Nayu, let's go on and let's hear Testimony Time, because everyone here is going to have a testimony.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's see it. Get ready to dance unto the Lord.
Jehovah, now you, Jehovah, now you, Jehovah, now you.
Praise the Lord. That's so awesome. I want you to hang around because I have a question for you a little bit later. I'm going to move on to the next song that we're going to dance and celebrate with. But I want to, you just hang around because I have a question for all of you. Amen?
Yes.
Bless you. Bless you. Amen. Well, just before I interviewed Sister Carol C. Ehaba, I was interviewing Helen Bisson. Their worship team did the song that we're about to hear on video. And as I said before, when I heard this song the first time, actually I was in Houston. I was speaking in Houston, and the person who came to pick me up had these CDs playing. And I heard this song. I said, that is an amazing song. And then I saw the video. I said, we're going to have this. So let's hear This Kind God. Amen? This Kind God.
Yay! Nobody like you. Nobody like you. Great and terrible God. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. Great and terrible God. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. Great and terrible God. Nobody like you. Hey, la 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 la. Nobody like you, Lord. You work upon the sea. Hey, you make a land to walk. You put a baby in the bamboo. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, nobody like you.
Amen. We serve an awesome God. You know, if you've never experienced the awesome power of God, it is not because you've not experienced it. It's because you've not recognized that God was doing something. The very fact that you woke up this morning and that you're here today is because of the mighty working power of God. There are people right this very moment that are not where they would like to be. And the fact that we're believers does not seclude us from issues of life. If believers were not sick, there would be no laying hands on the sick, and they will recover. We go through the issues that everybody else goes through. The only difference is that we have God in us, working with us, and seeing us through. It was just a year ago, that the enemy wanted to take my life, snuck in, but God had a plan. Hallelujah. God had a plan. It was a setup. Praise the Lord. But the angel of death came. I saw it. It came. And when I saw it, I said to it, I'm not afraid of you. You can't touch me. And it was sneaking and coming and coming and coming closer, watching me. And I rebuked it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the ground where it was standing opened and it fell. And I had the biggest laugh. And weak as I was, the Lord said to me, said, start to dance. So I swung my legs off of the bed. I couldn't stand, but I could do my African jig. I started moving, and then I got up, I started moving. I was celebrating the goodness of God. The devil is a liar. Amen? Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God, you are with me. He's that kind of a God. And today, no matter what you're going through, just rejoice in the Lord. Get your joy hat on, your joy shoes on, your joy clothes on, and just begin to dance. I remember the words of the Lord to me during our days of silence. He says, begin to dance and begin to laugh, because you're going to have the last laugh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So when I'm dancing because I know I have the last laugh. God is on my side, and if God be for me, who can be against me? Amen? At this time, I want to introduce a very dear daughter of God to us. Some of us may have seen her in person, but tonight I want us to pray for her. Just before I came to the service tonight, the husband sent me a text, and I got to talk to him, and he said, you know, Sister Bumi will not be able to come on live with you tonight because she's not feeling well. She had to be admitted to the hospital. And I said, certainly we will pray. And I said, is it okay if I get everybody that is in the Tehillah night to pray for her? So I'd like for you to rise with me. Stretch your hand out. Can we have the picture? Can you make her picture a little bit bigger, please? Looks like a stamp right there, right now. If there's a way for you to enlarge that picture, enlarge it. Or let's get a picture from... No, I don't want her to turn her video on. Is she able to talk? Is that what that means? Is she able to just talk? Sister Bumi, are you able to just talk? And we'll leave it the way it is. I just wanted your picture to be a little bit bigger on the screen. Anyhow, she is not feeling well. And let's lift up our voices before the Lord and rebuke those lying devils. Amen? The Lord Jesus Christ paid a price for our healing and for our deliverance. While we're praying for her, let's pray also for Sister Judy Woloshin. God will just minister grace and healing to them this very moment. As we praise God, the strongholds of darkness will now collapse in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we speak your healing words over Sister Bumi. We thank you, Lord, O God, that she is this very moment being touched by your power. And Lord, healing graces are flowing through her body. Every aspect of her person is now being impacted by the authority of your word. Your word sent to deliver. Your word sent to heal. Your word sent to make whole. We command the body of Sister Bumi right now. Obey the word of the Lord. Obey the word of the Lord. Obey the word of the Lord. You are there to keep her. Sister Bumi is not sick. Body, you are sick. And now you must obey the instruction of the Lord that declares that you are healed. You must do your job so that she can carry forth the glory of the Most High God. So, body of Sister Bumi, obey now, 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 in the name of Jesus. Be made every whit whole by the authority of the word of the Most High God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. She is coming out. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. She is coming out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I think that her video is very telling. When I saw this video, I wondered what it was all about. Because what it was is there's a pillar, and all of a sudden, you see her face step out from behind this pillar, just like she's going to step out from that hospital, and whatever it is that's holding her, she's going to just step out and begin to celebrate the goodness of God. This song is called You Are Great. Praise the Lord. Let's celebrate and dance to this song. You are great.
There is no way. You find my best.
Wow. My God. You know, some of you, I saw some of you sitting down. But I know that some not so far distant days back, you were busy dancing to High Life and rock and everything else. And we are singing, "You Are Great," and you're sitting down. So you're going to have to pay for that sitting down later, and we're going to see you dance. Praise the Lord. Amen. The devil doesn't have enough migraines yet. We've got to give him, you know, some serious pounding so that he will say, "I have brain cancer." Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He's got to be beat down. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For the pain and suffering that he's caused you.
Yes.
Well, when the praise and worship team from this house comes back up, I want you to jump. I want you to clap. And every time you clap, let it be like you're smacking the face of the enemy. Front hand and back hand. Uppercut and downcut. Every which way. Amen. Amen. Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, before we start doing that, we want to hear a very dear son of God. For whatever reason, I don't know why he's not on as of yet, but that is not going to stop us. This young man loves God. He loves Israel. And he plays my favorite instrument that I don't know how to play. I don't know if you know what that instrument is. Saxophone. You know me well. Yeah, the saxophone. I remember many years ago, maybe, I don't know, 6-7 years back, I had made mention of that, that the saxophone was my favorite instrument. And Brother Ibokong was here in church, the service. He had me make that statement. He leaves the church. Sometime that week, he goes into a pawn shop and he buys a saxophone. He's never played a saxophone ever in his life. He just wanted to be a blessing. About 3 weeks later, he was playing the saxophone on this stage, like he'd been playing it for years. The grace of the anointing that comes upon a person when they are first willing to serve brings them to a place where they begin to function in a realm that is not natural to them. Today, Brother Ibokong is an amazing saxophonist.
Amen.
Amen. I saw him in one of the videos, Sister Bumin's videos, and there he was playing some notes, and I've seen, is that Brother Ibokong playing that? I had one of my childhood friends came to church here about 3 years ago, just before COVID. And he says to me, "Your saxophonist." He's a professional. I said, "Yeah, why do you say that?" He said, "That man, he knows how to play that instrument." I said, "Yes, he does." I said, Would you believe that he didn't know how to play just a few years ago? And I told him the story. He said, no. But they anoint him. They anoint him. Well, Buarque Sax Kunle Olusesi is an anointed man. He loves God. He plays the saxophone. And he's done a lot in the body of Christ. But he has this particular one called Shemot El Elyon. It's recorded in Jerusalem. Shemot El Elyon. The word Shemot means name. The names of the great God. So let's listen as Kesax worships God with the shofar and with the saxophone. Kesax. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, before our worship team comes, I want to talk to Carol C. and to Helen. I want to ask them both a question. If you can put them, oh, Helen is no longer on. Okay, well, I guess I have Carol. Yes, I know. Sister Carol.
Yes, Bishop, sir.
My question is a very simple one.
Okay, sir.
When we talk about praising God, is that something that we do when we have no problems or problems are solved and everything is perfectly okay? Or is praise something that happens in spite of?
Okay. To me, praise is unconditional. Praise God is unconditional no matter what you're facing. See, it's in the Bible saying good times and bad times. Praise ye the Lord.
Yes.
And I believe that it is even way more powerful when you are going through some situations that you are confused, not knowing what next to do. If you can praise, trust me, you're already praising your way out of that situation, because that's the least thing the devil would expect at that point in time.
That's right.
The Bible says the devil only came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But while he's being manipulative at that point in time, he expects you to break down. If he sees you praising, trust me, you've already confused him entirely. Tree ready. That's your tree already, because imagine someone, let's come back to we as humans, and you have someone out there that just wants to see you frown for no reason, is hating on you, and you just keep on showing love to that person. That person will go back and have a rethink that, you mean with all I'm doing to this sister, this brother?
It's not working.
She's showing me love, or she's still showing me love. The next thing, that person wants to be like you. So imagine, he tried to tempt Jesus, right? After Jesus fasted, and then he expected that he would be weak and tired and hungry. But Jesus said, get ye behind me, Satan.
That's right.
That way you can tell the devil to get ye behind me. It's just between our voice. It doesn't matter whether you are a minister of the gospel. It doesn't matter whether you're a singer, a professional singer. As long as you have your voice, sing it anyhow and praise anyhow to God, and trust me, testimonies will flow.
Amen. Amen. You know, God doesn't really care too much about whether the sound that's coming out of your mouth, you know, it's sweet, that you're hitting all the right keys and you're not going flat. You know, it says make holy noise. Yes. So just make some noise. That's sufficient. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. No matter what, don't let the devil see you cry.
No way.
Praise God no matter what. In good times, in bad times, all the time. You know, there's a question the Lord asked me many years ago that came out of the Psalms. He asked me this question. He said, are there any days that you cannot rejoice? And I was quiet. And said, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And so he asked this question, are there any days that the devil made? I said, no. The devil has not made any day. So he said, then there is no day that you cannot rejoice, because every day is the day that I have made. You can rejoice and be glad in that day. Amen? And I want you to know that you need not worry about tomorrow, because every day God has assigned to speak well for you. Really, it's in the Word. Every day speaks. Every day speaks. It speaks the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord to you tonight and for every day is just like the psalmist said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Every living day you have goodness and mercy following you. Amen?
Amen.
It's like our dear elder brother has gone home to be with the Lord, R.W. Schambach. I remember him so well. He was here with us. And I remember the last time we saw R.W. Schambach, we were, what is the name of that town? Tyler, Texas. We were in Tyler, Texas, and we're heading out. We got a call from R.W. He said, are you still in town? We said, yes. We're just about to leave. We're heading out. He said, I'm coming to see you. I said, you're coming to our hotel? He said, yes, I'm coming to see you. This father and the Lord was coming to see Mama and I. We turned that vehicle around right away. We had checked out, we turned around, and we went back to the hotel, and he came, and he was there with us. Spent an hour with us. Mama went and tried to get him some orange juice and whatever else. We tried to get a secluded room so that we can have a private time. He said, no, don't worry about that, just here. So we're there in the open area, and he poured into our lives. Just poured into our lives. He used to say, you don't have any trouble, just have faith in God. And I restate that statement to everyone here today. We've come to celebrate this praise night. You don't have any trouble, just have faith in God. You will outlast every situation. Amen? For God has declared that you are head and not tail, above only and not beneath. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are an incredible person. I have a second question for you, daughter of the Most High.
Okay, sir.
So you're saying to me that you've had troubles and you were praising God through it?
Yes.
Your life has not been trouble-free? It's not just been honey and sweet cakes and... No? Huh. Interesting. And you have that smile on your face and you're dancing all over the place, not because you didn't have troubles, in spite of it?
In spite of it.
In spite of it.
What gives you joy?
Well, let's get the devil confused. Like she said earlier, you know, when the enemy is bugging you and you start praising God, he gets confused. Let's have the worship team come back. And let's get the devil very confused tonight. Amen? All over the world, wherever you are listening, Let's throw confusion into the territory of the enemy. Dance like you've never danced before. You know, David was bringing in the Ark of the Covenant, similar to the Ark that we have here. And as he brought it the first time, he had all these instruments. But he was bringing it the wrong way. He had the drummers, he had the chauffeurs, the cymbals, everything. Every possible instrument. But he was bringing in the presence of the Lord the wrong way. And somebody died because of it. And he was so upset, he dropped the ark in the house of a guy called Obed-Edom the Gittite. You know the amazing thing? The Gittite means that he was not even a Jew. It means that he came from the city of Gath, a Philistine. So this thing that is killing people here, give it to the Philistines. Let them go kill them somewhere. But Obed-Edom takes it on. And within 3 months, his house was blessed. Everything around him was blessed. That this man will not separate himself from that ark. Anyhow, David decides, I need to get this ark. God, how can I bring the ark? And God showed him. This ark was supposed to be carried on the shoulders of the priest. The God that you serve says that you are a royal priesthood. And the ark of the presence of God is supposed to be carried on our shoulders, on the body. And when they were doing it the right way, they had one instrument, the trumpet. Just one instrument. No drums. Just the trumpet. I don't want any instrument to play right now. Watch this. You just play something on your sax. And tell me how you're going to dance so wildly. He's just dancing until his clothes starts falling off. The man is dancing. Hallelujah. He's just dancing. And over there, the wife sees him, looks at him and says, look at this crazy guy. He's acting like a fool. When David comes home, she rebukes him and says, I don't care what you have to say. I'll dance like a fool before my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He prospered, and the wife was barren. Never had a child. Never had a legacy. But David has a legacy. God is going to grant you a legacy as you dance before him. Dance. 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 Let's worship the Lord.
with wings like eagles.
Jehovah.
Not grow weary when I run.
Run unto Jehovah.
Bless the Lord. On you I will wait, Jesus, on you I will wait. Hallelujah! Sing it all to the top. Father, your kingdom.
Father, your kingdom come. Your will be done. I say yes and
oh, Father,
amen.
Your kingdom come.
Father, your kingdom come. Your will be done. I say yes.
Sing it.
And
we sing again.
Amen.
Father, your
worship him, hallelujah. We praise your name.
Sing, Father, your kingdom.
Father, your kingdom come,
your will be done. I say yes and amen. Father, your kingdom come, your will be done. I say yes and amen.
Amen, amen. I don't know if Sister Carol is still there. If you're still there, we just want to say thank you so very much for a wonderful experience with the Lord with you tonight. I know it's quite late there in Nigeria, and you've been just an amazing trooper. Your eyes are still wide open, we celebrate you. Please extend our greetings to Mama and Papa. Let Mama just come real quickly and say hello to you.
Thank you so much, Pap, for the privilege.
Thank you. Let Mama say hello to you. I don't know if you've seen her or if you remember seeing her. This is yours.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hi, Carol. Praise the Lord. Shalom. I'm not too sure. Hello. I'm not sure because when we left, I think the last time I was at your house was 1978. So I'm not sure. I think you have do you have an older brother?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so that's the person I remember. Were you born there? I don't remember a girl. Were you born? Were you born at the time? Were you born in 78?
78, a year after.
Yes, because I remember a boy. I didn't remember seeing any little girl. So praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah. It's the boy that I'm remembering as
yes,
her.
Yes, praise the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, greet your dad. Greet your mom and dad, you know, and tell them we love them. Yes, we'll try to keep in touch. We're bad in doing that because there's so many people to get in touch with. So praise the Lord. Well, love you. Bless you. Greetings. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't want tonight to be over without just, I know you're not in your comfort zone right now, but you've written some amazing, amazing, amazing songs.
Yeah.
God has downloaded some great songs. And Mama and I are so proud that you are our daughter.
Yes.
We celebrate you.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And tell me, just briefly, how has God brought these songs about?
I believe it's just simply just being with him in his presence and just a lot of times it's when I'm not thinking about it. That is when those songs come out. Because I've written other songs where I'm like, ooh. But when those songs come out, it's not me trying. It's not me doing anything. It is absolutely the Lord just putting the words in. And all of a sudden, I realize I'm singing a song. I'm like, oh, I better write this down because I wasn't thinking about this at all. And I'll just, it's totally just the Lord. It's totally him. Yeah.
Presence.
Yeah. And just, yeah, praising him.
And God sings through you mm-hmm. the songs that he wants to hear.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and that's I'm not amazing. Thinking about those words in any way, not thinking about the verses. How should it go? It just comes out.
Once upon a time, I used to write, too. And that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Amen. Yes. Let's go past the once upon
activate.
A time to amen.
Yeah.
Everybody shout activate.
Activate.
Amen. If you don't use it, you lose it. There was a time I could play the guitar like a crazy man.
Like now, man.
Yes.
You know, the devil does not play games. You give him a vocabulary, he's waiting for you. So say the one you want.
Amen.
Amen. So
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, the songs are anointed. So
yeah, the songs
yes.
are really anointed.
Praise the Lord.
You know,
I'm
hearing these songs, and I'm saying, that came from this house. And the Lord says, you've not seen anything yet.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You've not seen anything yet.
I agree.
Amen.
Yeah, not seen anything yet. And the same thing he's doing with her,
yes.
he'll do with everyone.
Amen.
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 You're going to wake up
Amen.
Jigging,
Amen.
You know, doing your, I don't know what you do it, Owambe. Hallelujah.
Praise
it's all
God.
Coming together.
Yes.
It's all coming together.
Amen.
The goodness of God.
Yes.
Is being revealed in this house.
Amen.
And she shared a powerful key, yes. being in his presence.
Amen. Yes.
Effortless.
Yes.
Because God downloads it.
Amen.
Somebody say download.
Download.
Amen.
Amen.
Download.
I see in her songs the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
So I see scriptures.
Yeah,
so it's from
mm-hmm.
the word. So the word, she spends time in the word or listening to the word, and that word is bringing forth. Everything is coming from that.
Mm-hmm.
So more to come, and I pray tonight, I pray always, that the songs will go viral.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
To bless many people, set the captives free, bring healing, and raise up more musicians who will sing unto the Lord.
Amen.
And nations will sing the songs.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And also
Amen.
Blessings coming out of it.
Amen.
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 Amen. Well, we're going to believe God that you guys, you have what you need to be in a studio already. And I pray that this year you will take that step and step into a studio
Amen.
And produce some powerful songs, because others need to hear these songs. They are not yama yama. I went Nigerian on you. Rubbish. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
And people need to sing it. And I believe they are going to sing it
Amen.
This year.
Amen.
They're going to start singing your songs
Amen.
From this house
Amen.
All around.
Amen.
So let's get ready and let's put it out there. Amen. So are we ready? One of these Sundays, we're going to raise an offering.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So that they can go into the studio. Hallelujah. It takes money to do stuff. So start praying. And believe in God. What date is April the 5th? What day is that? April 5th. It's a Wednesday? It's a Thursday? It's a Wednesday. April the 5th is a Wednesday. Okay, I heard April the 5th in my spirit. Okay, so April the 5th, we are going to have a celebration night. Mark it down, somebody, Kristen, whoever, mark it down. We're going to have a celebration night, and we're going to raise an offering so that you guys can get into a studio.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
What date?
April
the 5th. I have the mind of Christ, and I will not forget. Amen? You've got the mind of Christ, and you will not forget. So that start putting together a special offering for the worship team to go into a studio and produce these amazing songs. Amen? Record in a studio. Mix it and everything, and have CDs, and if possible, you know, we have DVDs, you know, produce whatever it is that we need to do. We're going to do it. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To help them fulfill the purpose and calling of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're ready to do this? Yes. Are you sure? Yes. You sure? Yes. April the 5th. How did you know that was a Wednesday? That was so quick. That's a shocker. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe her. It's a Wednesday. So April the 5th. Mama, come close in prayer for us. And let us honor God with our giving. Just come, honor God with your giving, and be a blessing in the house of the Lord. Tomorrow night is a special service. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Where we are going to, those that have honored God with their special 2023 offering, and are obedient to the instruction of the Lord, the instruction based on what God gave to us through me, through one of our spiritual sons that spoke to us from Ghana, and also what God spoke to you very specifically in terms of order. And if you have done so, we want you to be here in that service tomorrow. But if you have not obeyed the instruction of the Lord, I encourage you once again, don't come. Amen? It's very important. And then secondly, if you have given, notify us if you're not going to be here in person. Zeno@shaw.ca. Notify me ASAP, and we will send the link to you, because it's a special link. It's not the same link that we use for leadership or for this service. It's a special link that's been generated just for that purpose. So you can link in, and when you come in, just say January 30th service on the subject line, and we'll send a link to you so you can participate. If you're in Toronto, if you're in London, England, if you're wherever, just let us know and we'll send the link to you. I'm not checking on whether you gave or didn't give. I'm just trusting in your obedience. Amen? Hallelujah. Just do that and you get the information sent to you. So tomorrow night, and then on the 31st Tuesday night, which is the last night, is a special anointing service. Those of you that are online will be on the same Zoom line. Have oil available if you are away from here. But those that are here, it's going to be a very special time of anointing you and speaking into your life. And those of you in different places that are not physically here, just have oil available. We'll give you instruction on what to do that particular evening. That'll be the end of the special meetings for January. Amen? Praise God. Okay, Mama. Hallelujah.
You know, as a few minutes back, you know, I keep hearing Sister Colette somehow. Maybe next I include her. So yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because she writes songs and she She's a daughter also from the house. That's I don't know how they can connect her with them when they are doing their stuff, but somehow let the flow continue.
She can come join them when they're doing
yes,
the recording.
Yes, she can afford to fly here, so praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But they can do the connection.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
And by the way, leadership meeting, special leadership meeting this Wednesday. Okay, it's not a regular Bible study. It's a leadership Bible study. Those that are not in leadership, you will have something shown to you on your regular Zoom line or YouTube, but this Wednesday is leadership, and also Friday is leadership prayer meeting. Okay? Good.
Amen.
All right, let's see.
All right, let's rise, let's pray and give thanks and close, and you get some rest. Father, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to praise and to magnify and to exalt your holy name. We want to thank God for all the psalmists, everyone who has written songs, who have played instruments, who have come to worship, who've used their fingers or their voices. And Lord, we bless your holy name. Accept all our praise. Let it not be in vain. Accept all our worship. Accept all our thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for those who stayed up till early morning. It's already like almost 4 a.m. in some places where they called and sang from. We bless them for their sacrifice in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, everyone who's come with their family, bless them. Bless our worship team in this house, Sister Lindsay and the team. We bless every one of them. Father, we give you thanks. We thank you for this house of glory. There is room for families to grow, for you to bring forth talents and to pick people and polish them from nothing to something. Father, you are an awesome God. We thank you that without you, we are nothing. But Lord, you've made something out of our lives. Continue to make something out of our lives. Make something wonderful, beautiful, great and marvelous, that we glorify your holy name.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
For out of this place, many great things will happen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Extended extension of your glory.
Yes,
extension of yourself.
Yes,
extension of your goodness.
Yes,
extension of your blessings.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we give you all the honor, and we thank you that this is your work. Have your way continuously.
Amen.
Thank you for all the finances that they need to do their recording on the 5th of April in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that even now the money for that is coming forth.
Amen.
That the right studio will be right there. The instruments they need, everything, the complete package.
Yes.
And Lord, you anoint them and begin to polish them.
Yes,
that
Lord.
They will not sing just out of talent, but they will sing out of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That when anybody hears that sound, they hear the voices, they hear the melody, they hear everything, oh God, the lyrics, the glory of God will shine forth and touch every life. You heal the sick.
Yes, Lord.
Bring healing and deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
Bring restoration. Bring joy. Destroy depression.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father, do your mighty works.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless our week. Bless our day.
Amen.
Bless our times. Bless our families. Bless
Hallelujah.
Our homes.
Amen.
Bless our workplaces.
Thank
bless
Jesus.
Our city. And our nation.
Amen.
The sun shall not smite us by day,
Amen.
Nor the moon by night.
Amen.
AM and PM,
yes,
7:24,
yes,
we are under the shadow of the Almighty
Amen.
God, covered with the precious blood of Jesus,
yes,
surrounded by your holy word.
Amen.
The word is discerning all through and directing our path,
yes,
lighting our way in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Have a blessed night.
Bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Sleep well. Wake refreshed. See you tomorrow for another wonderful time in the presence.